This podcast is brought to you by Squarespace. I highly recommend Squarespace for anybody who needs a website, whether you're a small business owner or a freelancer or just someone who needs a beautiful website, even if you don't know how to code. A couple of my favorite features. Squarespace has SEO tools to allow you to show up more often to more people and grow how you want. They also have the ability to launch your own online courses with a layout that fits your brand. You also have incredible analytic tools to figure out where people are coming from, where they're going, and how they're purchasing. They also have Blueprint AI and SEO tools. You can choose from professionally curated layout and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up. One of my other favorite features is their flexible payment feature. So you can make checkout seamless with your customers with simple but powerful payment tools. You can accept credit cards, PayPal, and Apple Pay. And the best thing about Squarespace is you get a beautifully designed site without you having to know anything about how to actually build a website. Go to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch your brand new website, go to squarespace.com/ffpod to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. We are supported by State Farm. If you have insurance for your home, your health, and your car, why don't you have insurance for your small business? So many small business owners I know think they don't need or don't even know about small business insurance. Protecting a source of revenue is one thing, but also I know for me, my business feels like my baby, and I want to make sure all of my hard work and my team members are protected. State Farm agents are all small business owners too, so they know how to help small business owners choose personalized policies that fit their budgets. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
All right, I got a bone to pick. I got a bone to pick with self-care. So society has told us recently in the last couple years that self-care is bubble baths and face masks and a glass of wine, right? They've commodified what self-care is. And it's very much the parks and recreation treat yourself. Which there's nothing wrong with treat yourself, right? Treat yourself to a thousand left, right? There's nothing wrong with that. I just have a major issue with this new idea that actually taking care of ourselves is just like zoning out and sitting in the tub and crying with a huge pizza and wine. And maybe that's just my typical Friday night. But here's the thing. It is not self-care. It is a self-soothing activity, right? These face masks, bubble baths, glasses of wine, etc. There's nothing wrong with self-soothing activities, but self-soothing activities are the things we have to do in the moment to make ourselves feel better. They're like a band-aid. It's like me buying a $70 pregnancy pillow at the beginning of quarantine, even though I'm not pregnant and don't plan on becoming pregnant, just because I would like to feel something. That is what a self-soother is, right? Again, nothing wrong with self-soothers, but these are actions or things we buy in order to cope with our current life. Self-care, on the other hand, is the hard shit. Self-care is the hard shit. It's the thing that present you does begrudgingly often in order for future us to feel better. Right? You are taking care of future you, even if it feels uncomfy. Self-care is the hard shit. Things like going to therapy, eating a salad when you don't want to eat a motherfucking salad, having a hard conversation with a friend, working out when you just want to sit on the couch because you know it'll make you feel better. And yes, looking at your money. So to cap off this season, we've given you a lot of information. We've hopefully inspired you with a lot of great conversations. And what we're going to do is we're going to walk you through some financial self-care. How do you actually stay motivated to pay off debt when shit gets hard? How do you actually motivate yourself to invest money for future you, even though you won't see this money for another 30 years? How do you actively continue to be slightly uncomfortable in the hopes that you will eventually be comfortable with money? And the practice I use in my own life and the practice that I use with clients is what I like to call a money date. So I go on a date with my money. My money and I sit down and we have a conversation just like any relationship. And I say, money, what can I be doing better in this relationship? And money asks me, Tori, how can I better our relationship? How can I please you better? And I'm like, all of these reasons, all of these ways. But the thing about this money date is that it is a financial self-care practice. If you have a partner that you are managing money with, I advise you to do this with them. This financial self-care practice, this money date, I recommend doing it at least once a month. It is on your calendar. It is a non-negotiable period of time where you're going to sit down and look at your money. I don't care what happens. I don't care if a tornado comes through. I mean, obviously that's dramatic, but this is something that is absolutely a non-negotiable. I like to do my money dates on a Sunday night, and I will get a glass bottle of wine and I will wrap myself in a down comforter cocoon and I will maybe order takeout from my favorite restaurant and I will sit and look at my money. And if this thought of this money date makes you feel terrified, that's what we want to do. We want to make this as comfortable for you as possible. Make this something you can look forward to. This is the real self-care though. Like, this is the real shit, right? These are the things that we do that might temporarily make us uncomfortable, but will pay off for us in the long haul. So we're going to do a couple things during this money date, and feel free to write these down. One, you're going to look at your credit card statements. You're going to look at your purchases over the past month. Were there subscriptions you forgot to cancel? Was there fraud on your account? Is there a charge that you don't recognize on there? Maybe there's a charge that you don't recognize on there that you actually made, but completely don't remember making. Sometimes it happens to me. You're also looking for double charges. This happens pretty frequently with credit cards. Sometimes they will double charge you for something. So you're just looking at your overall credit card statement and kind of doing an audit of your purchases. Are the majority of your purchases things that you like? Things that you were like, yeah, that was a good purchase. I loved eating dinner at that restaurant. Or yeah, I bought that coat and I wear it all the time now. Or is there things that you can switch up when it comes to spending? And just the more practical, is everything on your credit card statement making sense? Is it actually a purchase that you yourself made? And if there are things like subscriptions you forgot to cancel, cool. That's your first piece of homework, is to go in and cancel those subscriptions. The second thing you're going to do is you're going to look at your account balances. Personal Capital is a lovely sponsor of this podcast. They are a free tool. This is who I recommend because you can see all of your accounts in one place. So you're looking at how much debt did you pay off, right? How much do you have in your savings account? How much do you have in your investment account? You're just checking your general account balances to make sure everything makes sense and to also check in on your progress towards your goals. Our second practice in our money date is to set goals. If you haven't done this already, go ahead and set your money goals. This can be for the month. This can be for 6 months. This can be for a year. It can even be as far out as 5 years if that's not going to overwhelm you. That's the key. We want this to be actionable. We want this to be specific, and we don't want this to be overwhelming. So if you're the kind of person that works better with like really long-term goals, like, in 5 years, I want to buy a house. Great. If you're not that person, totally okay. You are going to set very specific goals. It cannot be, I want to save money. That is not specific enough. There is no way that you can actually see if you've accomplished that goal. Saying something like, I want to save $5,000 by the end of the year. That's a great goal. It is very specific when it comes to time and the amount of money. Or I want to be credit card debt free in 6 months. That is very specific. You either are credit card debt free in 6 months or you aren't, right? So get really specific on setting your goals, and please make sure they're realistic. I want all of y'all to have a bunch of money and to be rich and to be all those things. But if you know that you're not going to be able to save $1 million, don't say, I'm going to save $1 million. Be realistic with yourself. And when it comes to goal setting, especially around an amount of money saved.
This podcast is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace is an all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. It makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on your own terms. We love Squarespace. It was the first investment I ever made in my business was opening up a Squarespace account in 2016. I love their flexible payment options, so you can make checkout seamless with your customers by accepting credit cards, PayPal, and Apple Pay. Squarespace has SEO tools to allow you to show up more often to more people and grow how you want. They also have the ability to launch your own online courses with a layout that fits your brand. They also have Blueprint AI and SEO tools. You can choose from professionally curated layout and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up. You also have the ability to sell content. So whether that's PDFs or music or eBooks or memberships or courses, you can do all of that on Squarespace. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch your brand new website, go to squarespace.com/ffpod to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Financial Feminist is supported by State Farm. Insurance is a part of any solid financial plan. Making sure you have the important things in life covered is one of the best ways to give yourself a little breathing room when things go awry. When I started Her First 100K, I knew how important it was to protect not only my business, but myself as a business owner and all current and future team members. Business insurance gave me the peace of mind I needed as we continued to grow and scale. State Farm agents know what it takes to run and protect a small business because State Farm agents are small business owners and they live and work in your community. So they're deeply attuned to what's happening with other small businesses in your market. If you have a small business and are interested in making sure you're protected, reach out to your local State Farm agent to learn more about what you need. They'll help you find the right policy at the right price for your business. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
It's actually really easy to break down. So let's say you're like, okay, I want to save $10,000 in a year. Then take $10,000 and divide it by 12, right? And that's the amount of money that you need to be saving. That's a very specific goal, and you can see the path towards actually hitting it. Your goals can also, again, be around a certain event in life. I want to go to Japan next year. That trip to Japan will cost me $4,000. I have a year in order to save that money. So 4,000 divided by 12, right? That's the amount of money you need to be saving every month to be able to take your dope ass trip to Tokyo. So once we've set our goals, once we have an idea of what we want to achieve, what we want to work towards, you're going to start checking in on your goal progress. You can do this through checking your account balances. Personal Capital is a great sponsor of this podcast. They have been a huge supporter of us over at Her First 100K. It's an entirely free tool where you can see all of your accounts in one place. And that's a great place to look to see, am I progressing towards my goals? Actually, my 100K goal, that's where I looked, is I looked at Personal Capital and I was checking in on my money date every month to see my progress. I was going, okay, I saved $2,000 more this month. You can do this through Personal Capital or a spreadsheet, but you want to check your progress towards your goals by reviewing your account balances. How much debt did you pay off? How much did you save? How did your investments do? The reason we do the money date is not only to set goals, to go out there and crush everything and accomplish shit, we also set money dates in order to see progress. The ostrich effect is real. The ostrich effect is where you bury your head in the sand and you act like your problems don't exist, right? And you just expect everything to go away. The ostrich effect is very real when it comes to personal finance. We see this in pop culture all the time. Andy from Parks and Recreation keeps all of his bills in the freezer. Nick from New Girl keeps all of his bills in a box in the closet, right? We see this all the time. And the truth is, like I mentioned, with self-care, you have to get comfortable being uncomfortable. I know it's hard. I know it's sticky. I know it's uncomfortable. This is the importance of that. I want you to get honest with yourself. I want you to get honest with your money, even if it seems scary. Because not only are we setting goals, right? We're setting goals. We're looking to progress towards those goals. We are also looking at our money in order to see progress. Because if you never check your account balances, you have no idea if you're making progress. You can't cheer yourself on. You can't keep yourself motivated if you don't actually look. So we do the money date to recalibrate. We do the money date to make sure we're on track to hit our goals. We also do the money date to applaud ourselves and to say, wow, I paid off $1,000 of debt last month. Or my investments gained me $500. We can't continue to stay motivated unless we actually know what's going on. So we're checking our goal progress both to make sure that we're making good decisions, that we're aligned with what we actually set out to do, but to also keep ourselves motivated. The fourth and final thing when it comes to this money date is just optimization. What things do we need to tweak in order to hit our goals? What things have we been putting off when it comes to personal finance that we just need to suck it up and do? Maybe that's opening up a high yield savings account, right? Maybe that's taking the 20 minutes and finally open up a high yield savings account. Maybe it's taking another 20 minutes, another money date, and actually getting started investing. Maybe it's filing your taxes, yuck. You are giving yourself a specific amount of time to focus on your money, to do this financial self-care, and to also optimize your finances, right? Maybe there's another bank account that would be better suited to your needs, but you just haven't had time to make the switch. This is a perfect time to do that. Now, remember I mentioned that if you are managing money with a partner, to do this with them, have a conversation about money. This is your time to sit down and be really specific with each other, to use money as a tool to build the life that you want together. We will talk about this more in season 2, but this looks like, again, with the Japan example, hey, we both want to travel internationally next year. It's going to cost us this. How do we use money as a tool to get there? How do we use money as a tool to make sure that we can achieve our goals like traveling internationally or buying a house or having kids or retiring early? I think life gets so crazy, whether you're single or partnered, that you don't have time to specifically look at your money, right? And especially if you are partnered and are trying to have these conversations and are trying to manage this big thing with somebody else, you don't have time, right? You're working or maybe you have kids and it just gets to be overwhelming. This is the specific time, the half hour, hour once a month, where you are setting goals with each other, or if you're solo dolo, setting goals on your own to figure out how you can use money to build the life that you want. We are overcoming that ostrich effect. We are pulling our heads out of the sand. We're not shaming or judging ourselves for what has happened in the past. We're just moving forward. And if you want certain things out of life, right? If you want freedom, if you want to start a business, if you want to donate to causes you believe in, if you want to buy a house, if you want to travel, if you want to retire early, right? Money is the best tool to get you there. So this financial self-care practice, this money date, is the way you stay on track towards your goals. This once a month commitment to yourself to look at your money, to see your progress, and to start building the life that you want. Thank you for listening to Financial Feminist. Financial Feminist is produced and hosted by me, Tori Dunlap, theme song and audio production by Jonah Cohen Sound. Administration and marketing by Olivia Kokana, Sophia Cohen, and Kristen Fields. Research by Ariel Johnson. Promotional graphics by Mary Stratton, and photography by Sarah Wolf. A huge thanks to the entire Her First 100K team and community for supporting the show. For more information about Financial Feminist, Her First 100K, our guests, and our sponsors, go to financialfeministpodcast.com.
Thank you so much to Squarespace for sponsoring this podcast. We love Squarespace. It was the first investment I ever made in our business. We love their blogging tools. We love their SEO tools. And we love the ability to accept flexible payments from credit cards to PayPal to Apple Pay. Head on over to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/ffpod to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.